the spectacular fall colors are in full force around the region, but they won't be around for long, so this weekend might be your best chance to do some viewing. For some ideas on great spots to see the leaves, we have Backroads Bill on the line. Bill Steer is an adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He teaches part-time at Canada College and Nipissing University as well. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Megan. You know what? We've been electrified by all of Marcus's live interviews this morning.
You knew.
Fall colors also create a lot of chi, a lot of energy.
You knew that pun had to come out at some point,
Bill. I had to, after listening to him all those live broadcasts, for sure. So it's the colors we're going to talk about, and it's not our fashionable attire either.
Very good. So where do you suggest if people want to take in some really nice viewing this weekend?
Well, you know, I've got a short list and we'll get to that, but you can't beat the Algoma Highlands. Truly, it's the Group of Seven prove that in their paintings, and one of the ways to do that is to go in on the train. Now, I've got to explain to the listeners, we're talking about two trains. We're talking about that Agawam Canyon tour train, and we're talking about the passenger train that goes from Sault Ste. Marie to Hearst and returns. So those two trains there, and I walked into the Agawam Canyon. I've done that three times, and I've also taken those trains, and so that's a great mode of transportation. But when I walked in a few weeks ago, and the colors were just starting then, I met Kevin Lucas, and he's an ACR, Algoma Central Railway employee. He's been there 29 years, and he's seen a lot of change. And when I was there, you know, it's an amazing, the train, this is the Agawam tour train, about 700 people get off the train, and for 90 minutes they're there looking at the three waterfalls, going up to the lookout, and then back on the train, and back they go 114 miles back to Sault Ste. Marie, and it's truly amazing, and it's like an urban park there. It's been there since the 1950s when they kind of started clearing out the area, and it's, you know, you can put that in perspective on a world scale, it's like iconic. I mean, people come from all over the world. In fact, Kevin told me that, you know, it's nicknamed the Orient Express because of all the people that come from the Far East that we know that travel, and this is one of their destinations. Now, there's also that passenger train, which again goes up to Hearst, and you can get off you can get off anywhere along the line. It's the Milk Run, and it's there. But, you know, both those trains have their challenges, and over the last year or so, we know the snow train's been canceled. The camp car where you could stay in the canyon was canceled. There's been a reduction in the canyon tour train schedule, and of course those major announcements about the ceasing of the operation of the passenger train from Sault to Hearst, and then the call by CNR that for a third party to run the canyon tour. So they've got some challenges there, and it's headed up by the Sault Ste. Marie Economic Development Corporation. But I talked to Linda Savory Gordon. She's a member of the Coalition for Algoma Passenger Trains, part of the regional working group, and basically her message is that the line is underutilized. And I kind of agree with that. Walking in, you know, that I can just imagine Ian Tamblyn playing a concert there with all these people camped on all the property. It's one of those ecotourism activities that's not really encouraged. And of course, if you put it in the setting of the last couple or 3 weeks, it's majestic. It's magnificent. So it's a wonderful place to go.
And we'll keep following the situation with the passenger rail. But for those who take it this fall, if you do get off, you better have your camping gear, right?
Well, you can. There's camping spots at both ends, not kind of within the property. It's its own surveyed piece of property, you know, and things have changed. And again, they're calling for third parties to run both those trains. And so I think there's going to be some changes. I mean, there's this huge economic impact assessment done, and it basically points to the impact of the trains, both of them, but certainly the passenger train. And I guess the trick will be, you know, there's an operating subsidy from the federal government, and that's what they're, I think people are really, that's the target. They've got to continue with that subsidy, and then all the people that use the train got to ante up, and then that money have to be leveraged. So, I mean, they'll figure it out, and it'll carry on because you've got to take the train, and again, you can, the passenger train, you can get off anywhere. And I've got off on mileage 107, and that's where you go in to see the Agawam Falls, the second highest waterfall in the province of Ontario. Truly, and when I was there, and of course with all this rain, and the rains continue, it's like the spring freshet. So you can get off there, You know, within 40 minutes, you're out there. You can walk out. You can walk into the canyon another 5 miles, and very always use miles to mileage 112, 113. And you can't walk on the tracks. You've got to stay off the tracks. But, I mean, that truly is a destination.
And when does the train come back for you if you do get off?
Yeah, no, on the passenger train, it goes up to Hearst and it comes back the next day. So, for instance, you get off at mileage 107. You could walk in there, camp. There's campsites on the Toab Trail, part of Lake Superior Provincial Park. Walk back out. It's a flag train. You just flag it down. They know you're there because they've let you off. And you could also make a sidebar down into the canyon and come back, or get back on in the canyon itself. And that's the passenger train. The tour train doesn't operate that. It goes in and comes back on a daily basis.
All right. And before we let you go, any other suggestions for good spots?
Yeah, just in passing, you know, of course, in the Sioux area, that Robertson Cliff just north of the city, part of the Voyageur Trail system, it's amazing. Here in Sudbury, the Kelly Lake Trail, nice viewpoints, one of the best views. Near Restoule is Stormy Lake. And, of course, just east of Rutherglen, the Eau Claire Gorge Conservation Area. Now, all these places are in the story. And if you Google Backroadsville CBC to Killarney, those were mentioned last year as well. And I just wanted to end up and saying, you know, Megan, at Thanksgiving, which is coming up, one way to think about things is to consider all the ways in which you are fortunate to have what you have, and be thankful for all the negative things you don't have.
All right, that is Backroadsville giving us a rundown on the fall colors that you can see around northeastern Ontario. And everything that Bill mentioned is on our website, cbc.ca/Sudbury, along with coordinates. And you can hike into the Agawa Canyon as well. Bill's got all the details, so just head to our website. And thanks to Backroads Bill for joining us. We'll hope to have Bill back on the radio again soon, maybe once the snow falls, with some ideas for snowshoeing.